National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss plans to further improve math education in primary and secondary schools island-wide. We now present part two of the discussion.
We already have about 17 specialists on board. There are seven regional coordinators currently employed to the Ministry of Education and another 10 specialists. But we need substantially more, and it is our hope, based on the plans we have framed for the new school year, and that's September 2014, that we would be able to impact about 120 primary schools with specialists. Ratios we're not yet sure of. That will depend on what's approved, but that's our goal. 120 primary schools. We have 575 we would deem as underperforming. So we want to provide them with support. Building teacher capacity has to be our primary focus. If you look at research again, and I think that's one of the things we've tried to use to drive how we approach it. Training and placing persons back in a context without support to implement the new strategies, particularly if it's an area that they've struggled with, has very little impact. And so what we want to do is to do training, provide opportunities for the teachers to strengthen their content and their pedagogy, but place somebody on the ground who can observe them teaching, partner with them in planning, give them feedback immediately, probably even teach with them or teach so they can observe. And that's the approach we want to take.
Yes. The use of technology, either through the channel the Ministry of Education now has, or just using technology in schools where you could have the master teachers impart the skills needed in math.
That's training. Something we've looked at. We've actually been in the process of developing some videos. Takes a lot of time to get a video to the standard you want, because you also would appreciate that you'd be relaying a video with a master teacher, but the students would not be able to ask the teacher any questions, and the teacher on the ground, if we don't build that person's capacity, would be limited in responding to some of the things that could arise. But that is a strategy we've been using. We have developed a few videos. And so that's a part of the process that we're going to be using and expanding in time.
Yes, but it can't be as a substitute for
having
the teachers
on because
the
you can just imagine somebody's teaching and a student has a genuine question. If the teacher on the ground isn't able to respond, it will create its own issues as well.
But would you say, in conclusion, Dr. Benjamin, that the government is really moving to significantly boost skills in math competence?
Math is one of the areas of focus for the Ministry of Education. And so a lot of time and resources are being invested in addressing the issues. We have come up with what I deem to be a very comprehensive strategy. So on the cultural level, we have National Math Week as a part of our calendar.
Okay.
We'll be staging an expo at UWI. For the second time last year, we had 5,600 students turning out for the day. And part of it is to provide them with an opportunity to be engaged in mathematical activities while finding enjoyment in it. So we're dealing with that side. We want to develop a media campaign. We have actually just gone through our analysis of the context, and we're trying now to determine what are the messages we want to communicate and what channels we want to use to communicate it. We're dealing with pre-service teacher education. We're looking at in-service teacher education. And we're also seeking to ensure that at the policy level, things like the curriculum and assessment practices are consistent so that we'll be able to see results over time.
National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.